This episode of the Fully Geek Pod is sponsored by Tropical Box. Shop the freshest tropical fruits from around the world at www.tropicalbox.co.uk. And to get your 10% discount, enter Fully Geeked at the checkout. The Fully Geeked.
Yes. Welcome everybody to the latest episode of the Fully Geek Pod. What's going on, people?
What is
12-6? Yeah. You know, you've got a number in it. That's what it said, number.
Of course, I know it's 12-6, but I can't forget.
No, you did it, bro.
Like the Peugeot.
Yeah. Come on. No, it was. I didn't want to keep on saying it, you know, because like, I don't want to show off. That's all it was. I didn't want to show off.
Oh, that one's.
Yeah, it was too early. You get me? For saying that later on. How is everyone? Everyone's good?
Yeah, all good, man.
There is him.
You know what? Yeah, I was feeling down for the pod. But seeing you, man, and interacting with you, man, the mood's lifted. You get me? This I always tell people, this is therapy. Like, this podcast is therapy, man.
Tuesday's therapy.
Tell us your problems, sir.
No. I'll end up crying.
Man said, hold on, you want me to tell the world my issues? I'm okay, thank you. I'm good.
I'm sure everyone is happy to input.
Yeah, that's good, man. Marley Miles sends his apologies. He is overseas at the moment. We all took annual leave, so he decided to take his, and he will be back with us next week.
No problemo.
Cool. Thanks for telling
enjoy,
us,
enjoy, son.
Mate.
Enjoy.
You know what I mean?
Bruv, the weather right now.
Man didn't give us no notice, nothing. But when everyone was going to Egypt, the Caribbean, we knew months in advance, you know.
You know,
man, this takes 2 weeks off with no notifications. No, you, man. I won't be around for 2 weeks, you know.
Come on, you know, man.
And you might just allow it. If that was me now, you might be cussing me down.
Disciplinary, everything.
Trust me, cussing me. You see that Kel guy, yeah?
I like the way Merv just jumped in, disciplinary and everything.
Like, we like to keep things in house. Come on, man.
You know, I'm one to say something, but I'm keeping silent. It's unprofessional.
I'm not trying to keep
But why? If it was any other man now, you might be slewing.
Let's air our dirty linen after the puns. Come on.
Hey, Bernie's dance, yeah? Bernie's dance!
I don't know if everyone wants to hear it, you know. Marley Marl, shout you out, my bro. Don't worry, man. Get me. Marley Marl's comes back on Friday. All of a sudden, he listens to this. He's getting slewed first 3 minutes in. You know how far he is already.
You know you fucked up, right? You know you fucked up, right?
Watch when the phone starts blowing up on Friday. Yeah, now the weather, bruv, it's almost winter now, bruv. I got to put a jumper on. This is mental.
But you could be all right with a jumper, though. You don't have to wear a jacket yet.
Not yet, but the wind tonight is going to be a bit horrible.
Yeah.
And obviously you men are a little bit off the ends. Well, I say off the ends, but we don't live all in the same ends. Did you like have the lightning and stuff on the Sunday?
Yes.
I heard about that. I didn't see it.
Brother, 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Brother, it's like the lights were on in my yard. My window was open. I thought it was raining in my house.
Seriously.
Yeah, it was mad.
Brother, I contemplated, do I get up and close the window? But it's hot still. Like, do you know what I mean? But the room was lighting up, bro.
If you'd got, you would have been the flash by now, bro. I'm telling you.
What did you get that, Merv?
I don't even know it happened.
I don't think it happened around that area. I don't think that's what I'm hearing about it.
Yeah, no. I thought it was everywhere, bro.
The RM didn't receive it. You get me?
North London, it was there.
For trees.
Yeah, so but it's windy today. Apparently, it's just going to be like a little bit rainy here now and then. It's not rainy enough for me to wear a coat like on a lunch duty, but it's rainy enough that I might have to step underneath a shower. That kind of.
Yeah. By the way, guys, I'm Richard Maximus.
Okay. Here we go on the pod, everyone.
I don't get it. Did I miss the memo or something?
He said we didn't introduce ourselves
this week.
Yeah.
I thought we had a format, guys. Now Marlon's off. Now he's just like, guys, we don't have no format no more.
Equilibrium's been disrupted, isn't it?
You know, usually someone said, oh, I'm not in charge, I don't do that anymore, all of a sudden is a group activity. Okay, then. When was this decided?
You know what? I'm not too much.
I must have too many skills tonight, mate.
Bro, he's got bare E numbers, yeah, Carl. I don't know why he's just airing up the team on Lucas the point. Bro, it's not even sugar in it no more. That's just bare additives.
Right, bro. Look, man, I'm just saying, innit? Usually you do what you do.
All right, it's Nate on the pod. Who got on the pod today?
Got the one kill.
Since Richard Rudy introduced himself, Merv.
Might give us some echo, you know. It's Merv.
ooh.
Yes, everyone that's been listening to last week's pod, the Top Boy special, been getting a lot of feedback from it. We might have to do like a follow up at some point, but yeah, a lot of people have been agreeing, disagreeing with different points and stuff. So it's been interesting. It's been a nice conversation start.
Yeah, it was nice things.
I haven't got any feedback. What feedback are we referring to?
Do you not speak to people about the pods?
Why is it like this today?
I don't know.
He's on smoke, you know.
No, I'm just saying, you're talking about feedback. I haven't received any.
Do your friends not speak to you about the pod? Do you, like, is this another Kwame moment where you don't share your pod with your people then?
No, look, I share my pod with my people then. However, you know people then don't listen to their own people, them stuff, or support people, them stuff.
But I've been getting feedback. People messaging me and that.
Bruv, you have the whole of North London, bruv, on lock.
Bruv, I had people saying to me, to be fair, I messed up last week because obviously I released a pod early, innit? Yeah? Mm-hmm. On the YouTube. So I had people messaging me again, Nath, are you not doing pod this week? I said, what do you mean? He goes, I didn't get a notification. I said, nah, I messed up. I released it like last night, 12 o'clock. They were like, oh, okay, cool. I listened to it now. So I was like, all right, cool, my bad. That was Sammy Yansu, to be fair. Like, he was vexing me. I saw him Saturday. I was like, no, bro, it's there. It's live.
They knew the Top Boy viewage was coming.
Yeah, that was good, man. It was definitely good. But, guys, what's this thing about Russell Brand? What's going on with our friend, Russell Brand? Well, I don't know if he's our friend, to be fair.
Words in the street are referring to rapists, an aggressive individual hunting women for sex.
So, from what I know, Russell Brand, he's always been a little bit like
out there.
And I think at one point he's never been shy from it. I know that he had married Katy Perry and all the rest of it, but I think some while ago he was on this kind of just like, get me feed the world.
Is that, I kissed a girl and I liked it. That's her, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
That was a dead cat, guys, if you don't know.
Not a dead cat, drowning cat, you did.
You know, he's fully on smoke. But yeah, so there's things about Russell Brand and they're saying this, these allegations. But to be fair, these are historical allegations, right, Rich?
Yeah, correct. They're all historical. And obviously, he's married now with a third kid in a way.
Mm.
So he's changed dramatically over the last 5-6 years, however long he's been married for, right? But my frustration when this all come out, it's like people are making all these allegations, but no one was going to the police. So when the police made a statement, they said, well, we've had no complaints, but it's been a kind of a digging exercise that dispatches and the media and a newspaper have been working on for quite a while to kind of get as many women as possible to kind of expose
Russell Brand. You know what this sounds like, innit? No clock. This sounds like kind of a no clock.
Ooh. Yeah, like to me, like personally, I don't want to hear about it. When I want to hear about it is when it's a police issue.
Exactly.
Because what they've done, as they do, they've cancelled him on everything, right? On these women's statements. Right, but the police haven't had any complaints, haven't arrested. I'm about to say Noel Clark, Russell Brand. So it's a case of it's your word against theirs, and because what it is, it's a social media court. That's what it is. You're getting judged on social media, but no one, the government, the government that you go to, who's meant to make sure and give you and charge you, are not doing anything because nothing's come to them. So what are we doing here? Why are we even entertaining this?
Well, since it's come out, YouTube have suspended adverts on his videos. So obviously he's going to get no fund income by that way.
Is that something like, should that be allowed though?
That's what I'm saying.
No, Channel, it shouldn't be allowed, man.
Channel 4 has taken down some of his content from his streaming service. The BBC have also removed some of his content from iPlayer. The tour promoters, because obviously I think he does like stand-up now. The tour promoters have taken, they've postponed the show. And then, but it does say the Met Police have now received allegations of sexual assault against Brand that dates back to 2003. So 20 years ago.
Yeah. You know, it's...
But we can't be surprised, but Bill Cosby was in the 70s, 60s, bro.
Yeah.
So sexual, like, crimes will always, like, doesn't matter how long it's been, they'll always be investigated, isn't it? Right.
So, that's, I don't know. Obviously, like I said, I don't know these people. I don't know. But 20 years is a long time, man.
Yeah. It's not really, you know. Well, look at all these, like, Rolf Harris, all these things. This happens centuries ago, bruv. But, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I suppose they have, it's weird, isn't it? Like you know, like saying that their clothing, well, you know, the social media, internet and things like that. But that's what happens nowadays, I suppose. Like, even with Jonathan Majors, I still don't know what's happening with him, like, with...
So, have you ever seen a video that came out recently that how so two girls are fighting, isn't it? And just for Majors came to separate it.
Yeah.
Have you seen it? So basically, two girls are fighting and Jonathan Majors comes to separate it, yeah? But the way he does it, it's proper, like, it seems staged.
Yeah,
Like, he wants to be looked at as a hero or someone trying to help the community. So there's bare memes going around, like, of him.
Is it really him that's doing it?
Yeah, yeah, it was him.
And is it post all the allegations?
Yeah, post all that, yeah. Recently, two, three days ago. Maybe last week it came out. But I just bust out the memes of how it looks so staged. Like, you know what I mean? That to make him, help his character.
Yeah, he's got to try, I guess.
Yeah.
But obviously, I mean, I know Marvel have pumped a lot of money into that Kang story, boy.
I know, man.
They don't want to redo that. What else has been going on? To be honest, like, I'll be honest with you. See, this week, I was studying for qualification. And it was my final assignment this week. And we got it last week Monday, and it's due this week Monday. So, bruv, I'll be honest with you, Saturday I was in the library, Sunday studying, finally handed it in yesterday, and I was like, so I've kind of been off the grid almost. So I don't know what's been going on in the world, bruv.
Well, something that Kel mentioned to us, seeing as his advocate and he's wearing a T-shirt as well, it was Batman Day. Over the weekend.
Oh, come on, man.
I feel like as geeks, fully geeks, like where we let ourselves down, man.
So is this an annual thing?
Yeah. I've heard of it before, but I just didn't clock on that it was the annual thing.
All right, can we start writing some of these dates in the calendar?
Yeah, man, it's important.
Because that place looks serious, bro.
You look proper sick.
Yeah. Yeah, where was it again? In somewhere up west, isn't it, I think.
Yeah,
I don't even know.
All I know is that when I tried to see if I can get tickets, they were gone.
Yeah, even the little ad that the thing that we watched, they said the tickets are gone anyway.
Yeah,
yeah, but that would have been wicked, man.
Yeah, it's true. We used to make note of these days, like Batman Day, Superman Day.
I'm even wearing a Batman t-shirt myself.
We need to start going to Philly as well, bro, guys.
October, man. October's MCM Comic-Con.
Comic-Con, October?
Yeah. I think it'll be like on around like half-term weekend, I think.
The first one or the second, the beginning one?
But there was one in May.
No, as in the beginning of October half-term. Like the...
It should be like around the 20-ish, by the end of it, I would say.
No, that's the beginning. 20th, 21st, 22nd is the beginning of half-term. The end is 27th to 28th, 29th.
Yeah, I would assume about that time. I don't know for sure, but we'll look it up in it.
We'll definitely look at that, bro. Look at that. Rich obviously disappeared. He said the Wi-Fi is... Have you ever seen the advert? I don't know if you listen to radio. when he goes Wi-Fi. I don't know, it comes from the radio. Like, it's like, it's like Wi-Fi's gone down. No matter. So, no, it is. The funny thing is, if I said it now, my kids will be saying the same thing, because every time it comes on, we start busting up, kind of thing. But yeah.
Well, do you put a radio when the kids in the car? You play radio, basically, isn't it?
Do you know, at the moment, like, I've been listening to like TalkSport. Like, I go through cycles. Like, yeah, sometimes I'll be listening to my music. Sometimes I just listen to like TalkSport. Because my journeys are quite short, I just listen to TalkSport now, Ali McQuarrie said that in the morning.
Yeah, when I listen, see, when I put on like talk, like podcasts and stuff, TalkSport in the car, like, my son gets vexed. No, that music, music, no, this is boring music. So yeah, he's not on the talking thing, bro.
Because the problem is, I always forget that music's supposed to be like a light of music. So
the thing is, my music's got a lot of swearing in it. So
that's like, what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? So it's like, but I've got a list now. I made like a, not a list, what's it called?
Like a playlist, like a
kid's playlist, yeah. For, it's got mum/kids. It's got pure gospel music, pure like pop music. You get me? Like, so yeah, that's what I play with.
Do you know what I do? Like, when I'm going to get my daughter, like, I'll basically, me, I'm just playing film and TV soundtracks all day long. Like, yeah, on the journey, a good hour and 20 minutes I'm playing.
But even those tracks, one word will slip out here and there, you know.
What? No, I'm not talking about like if like Eminem done a soundtrack for me. Like,
oh,
I'm talking about Hans Zimmer, Danny Elfman, you know,
like the score. Yeah. The scores, like, you know, like that.
Deep cut, I think you should leave, you know that.
You know, like the classic music that comes finish out, like, he's talking about that classic.
As soon as I pull up, I put a playlist on, like, yeah.
Yeah, that's Merv's different. Merv's different. Right.
And I'll have the windows up full blast as well. So nobody...
Serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Nah, not misser.
If work colleagues or any of those, like, people, like, say, those people that sound so bad, yeah? Like, those kind of people, that, or people from church, whatever. Merv, or Mac, he goes on football, like, radio, or it goes on to, like, Capital. But, like, I tried to put on the lighter version, you know, like that.
Yeah, no, when mum gets the car, it's magic. I put on magic for mums.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
no.
Yeah, because there's so many times I've got a site who find out who's in the car. Sometimes I just stop.
Yeah. Like, you have to cater to the masses, isn't it? Like, yeah,
you have to.
I'm like, you ain't got the aux cable, bro. It's my win. Nah, I hear that. But it is good. Nothing else been happening, is there?
Nah, it's been quite a week, though. It's been quite a week, man.
No, we ain't had no storms. Bruv, I'm not going to lie, not to dwell on it, but this Sunday, North London Derby. All right. I don't want to dwell on it. I'm just letting you know.
It's North London Derby, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
God forbid, if Spurs try to do something, they may not
try. What next week? They're on the high, but listen, that high will get knocked off very soon.
Oh, tell us, what's that? Tell the audience what's happened to them. What's happened?
No, Spurs are flying. To be fair, Spurs were losing 1-0.
Yeah.
And somehow, in the 107th minute, 112th minute, they ended up winning 2-1.
Yeah.
Good on you, Spurs.
Whatever, Merv. But the thing is, it's Sheffield United. Like, that's calm, innit? Sheffield, well done. Sheffield United. Now you got the big boys on Sunday, you get me? We'll see.
We got Champions League tomorrow against PSV.
Yeah.
And then,
you know, yeah, our group is like the top seeded Europa League clubs.
It's the Europa League in the Champions League.
Yeah, the top seeded, yeah.
But now I'm looking forward to it. I'm going back to Arsenal tomorrow. First time I've been back.
Oh, since the holiday.
I think the last time I went to Arsenal, if I'm honest with you, was not Community Shield, Emirates Cup.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I ain't been. Yeah. I've been giving away tickets and them things there, left, right, and center. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to it.
Cool.
All right. I know last week we did the whole Top Boy, and there were some things that have been coming on that we haven't really got into. So, we have got Power Book Force to talk about. I think there's been 3 episodes. We have got Ahsoka. I think there's been 4 episodes.
Five.
Yes, I watched 5. I watched the other one last week. And we also, well, before we start that, I know, Kel, it took you a little while, but you finally caught up with Special Ops Lioness.
Yes, yes, yes.
As someone who's is fresh on the mind, what are your thoughts on Special
Ops? Well, I watched it, I was ready for it last week. It's not really fresh on the mind, you get me? But no, it was good. The way you lot hyped up and someone else hyped it up, I thought it'd be better than what it was. But it was okay. It was a good watch. It was a good watch. Predictable in the sense of it's your usual spy kind of show. But it's unrealistic as well.
What's unrealistic about it?
Bruv, it's the way it's like it took her 1 week to clock the whole game, bruv. She's getting beaten up by her husband, and the next day she's in the Marines, and then 2 days later she's clocked everything, and she's in a special ops.
There was a time lapse, man. Did you notice there was a time lapse?
Nah, man.
There was a time lapse. There was no way like she put that all in 1 week.
It came across that way, bruv. But it wasn't like 2 years later. There was nothing like that, or 6 months later. We didn't see that.
No, there was no words. There was no words. It was implied.
Yeah, it's implied. But, yeah.
But okay, neither here nor there. It was all right. It was a good, like, it kept me gripped. Pause.
Yeah.
However, the story plot. I don't know. It just didn't. I prefer the stories around it, like her family, how they deal with what she's doing. The kid, like the kid that was going through, I felt I was more drawn to those storylines than the actual plot of the show. Do you know what I mean?
And I think that probably was the what was supposed to happen, if that made sense, because they didn't even really dwell too much into what my man was. Do you know that the person?
Apparently
it was a terrorist. Yeah.
But like of a bank, like he was the banker and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. But they didn't really we didn't see him until right at the end.
Yeah.
Like it was, and that's why I think it wasn't really about him. It was more about the process of her being trained up and like having to deal with all of that stuff while dealing with all of the other life stuff.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. It felt deliberate.
I don't have to be, I don't know how to be PC about this. I don't want to offend anyone or whatever. But like, I don't get, like, if you're not that way inclined, how do you become that way inclined? If that makes sense. Like, because to my knowledge, she likes men, but then she starts to fall in love. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe she's not. They export, well, that side of their sexuality comes out when there's something happening. Do you know what I mean? Like you just don't think you are, but obviously she got close with that woman, and then feelings happened, didn't it? It might have just always been there. She didn't even realize.
Yeah, I guess there was. She was. I think she had a likeness to her. She liked being around her. She liked the way she was treated. All that's the rest of it, and I guess that like almost turned into a form of lust as well.
Yeah. And also as well, it's like, again, I'm not saying that people will turn like lesbian or gay. They're treated badly by the other opposite sex. Look at all the every man treated her during the story as well. Do you know what I mean? So it's like probably something really different for her, someone that understands and respects her, like,
a lot of men were trying to fully use her, bro. I told you that episode where she almost gets raped in the man by the man from the pub or whatever it is, that was
oh man,
I thought she was messing about. I thought she was like, she knew that she was.
I thought she was. I didn't think she, but
she,
that's
she tried to fit in too much.
Yeah,
yeah,
that showed her naivety though, innit?
Yeah, exactly.
That showed her
exactly.
Naivety,
yeah, that showed that she knew in the game basically,
yeah. That's the thing. I think physically, you could see that she had, and I guess that's why they saw potential in her, because her physical prowess was like on point. From the minute that she beat her, she attacked her ex-boyfriend at the beginning, it's like we always knew that she could handle herself physically. Mm. But it's little things like yeah, that like that sort of stuff, she's probably not really on point with, isn't it? And that's where she needs to be a bit more trained. But I did like the way that she killed that at the end, though. Because as we say, we've been waiting for him to like come and appear, and he just got taken out.
I did like that scene.
That seemed realistic to me, because like it wasn't like trophy.
No,
I tell you what,
it did seem realistic. You know why? Right. But my man's Googling her, trying to find a face match. He doesn't find her.
Yeah.
And he finally finds that this girl's in the Marine.
Yeah.
This guy rolls around with security 24/7.
Yeah.
Bodyguards 24/7.
Yeah.
He didn't even holler at none of them to listen. She's Marine. She's blah, blah, blah. She's a spy.
Oh, yeah.
Man went on his J's. He went on his J's. That's very unrealistic. The compound that they're in, like,
Follow me.
Do you know what I mean?
He had an ego boost, didn't it? Because like she probably chiefed him up, innit? So it's like, you know what? I'm gonna do with you on my own.
But
like,
he's that type that will tell. He has to tell security. Ooh. He has to tell the bodyguards, bro.
Yeah, maybe.
That's the part I thought was a bit unrealistic.
That's the one episode of the series I might have to watch again.
Well, the last one.
Yeah, because
a long wink.
No. I watched it all. But you know what it was? I confused slightly because the way people were getting taken out, like, so remember she went in the kitchen to get the water, and then who was talking to her first?
The dad. Yeah.
But the dad was actually a nice person, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well.
But then, did the dad try it on? I can't remember what happened, but...
No, that was
the thing. Gave us some, I can't remember what...
Ice cream, unique ice cream, yeah.
Yes, but then... She took the son out or whatever, but then she had to take the dad out as well, wasn't it?
No, because the son came in.
The son came in
shouting, "She's a Marine, she's a Marine." So she just grabbed the...
Yeah, the dad went like, yeah. What did the dad get? Who grabbed the frying pan? Was it her that grabbed the frying pan, or did the dad get a knife? One of them grabbed something.
I think she grabbed it because she stabbed the boyfriend's neck, innit? She was stabbed his neck. So she must have grabbed the knife then.
Yeah.
After watching the video for 24 hours. About the things that the people have been doing to people in the world. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Kamago said, watch the video. Like, just watch the video. Yeah.
But you know, she when her dad came in, she just killed him straight away. That's what she should have done. So that's her task, isn't it? That's what she's there to do. But it's like she's having second thoughts.
Yeah, that's true. But do you know what? I can't remember, though. How did it end with... Cruz concluding her relationship with that. I can't remember what the woman's name.
Yeah, I think she went out. Basically, she
because the door out as well.
But it didn't show them interacting with each other, did they?
No.
But the door looked not happy, but she had a little smile on her face. Because you know she hated her dad. And she hated
her she's freeing it. She's freeing.
Yeah, but she had a little smile on her face at the end. Do you know what I mean?
But being in that, obviously, I'm never going to be in that position. I don't work in the military. Yeah, but. That position of that level of like, I've got to go to another country and go and do a madness, I've got to do an absolute mazza and then come home and just chill and try to pretend like I'm cool with the family. That seems mad. Her relationship with her husband's mental.
Yeah, but the husband's doing everything, you know.
Mm.
It's mad. And his job is stressful. That scene, man, when he had to tell the little girl's parents that she's got like a brain tumor.
Yeah.
That was sad, man.
Yeah, that was
sad. Yeah.
Man punched him in it, assaulted him.
It's denial, isn't it? It's like, nah, man. That's what I was more drawn to those kind of storylines, you know what I mean, than the actual plot. But yeah, no. And
go on, sorry.
I was going to say the daughter as well, the daughter's story, like proper bad breed, isn't it?
Yeah.
Clap around the ears, isn't it? But, I like her arc. She had an arc that I like.
Yeah, you know, that's true. Yeah. So much of my life. Like, I swear, like, everything I've watched, he probably swears like once or twice, but he was just swearing like, and I,
Was he the president? Yeah.
Yeah.
Pardon?
He was the actual president, wasn't he?
No,
he wasn't the president. He
was the president, not like, of the.
I'm sort of head of something, isn't it? Security. Yeah. And Nicole Kidman was in it as well, isn't it, actually? Oh, yeah.
I didn't understand.
She's done too much work to her face, man. You could see it.
She looked different.
Yeah,
probably. I don't know if she's work done or she's just aging, but she did look different.
I didn't understand the relationship between her and her husband.
It sounds like they have some beneficial relationship.
Like, even at the end.
Like, they don't really want to be with each other, but it's like they... I don't know. There's some sort of arrangement with them, isn't it?
Even at the end, the husband was like, well, no, it's about who you bet on. And da, 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 da. I was thinking, what? It's like... I'm thinking, like, is it inside trading? Is he part of... I was confused.
Yeah, there's some. Yeah, I wonder if they'll make a season two.
I doubt it.
I reckon they should just get with my girl and just keep it moving, bro. Like, take him down from the inside.
Yeah.
Oh, who's this? Is this gentleman that's just appeared?
Well,
wait for a while.
Oh, hello, Rich.
Wait, bro.
Good time.
Listen, this storm, yeah. Hey,
storm, is this happening?
Yes.
Storm not really affects our.
Bro, the wind outside, the level. But I'll be honest with you. When I went to go pick up Nate, the wind outside is a madness.
Oh, bro, I can't hear nothing here.
Now phone line's gone down, so I'm streaming from my phone.
Serious?
Are you Sky Wi-Fi?
Yes.
Who has a phone line?
I think Sky Wi-Fi has gone down. But somehow we've managed to keep on recording, so I'm not saying nothing.
Because you know, my alarm, it said alarm, house alarm, faulty line. That's how my house line's gone down, and the Wi-Fi is messed up. So, boy, it is what it is, isn't it?
Right, well, we were talking about Special Up Linus, but you ain't watch it, so it's all right. So
ain't miss nothing.
You ain't miss nothing. All right. Go on, sorry, go on.
Man. I was saying he came just in time, innit?
He did. It was almost like he planned it. It was almost like I watched that thing, time to come on. All right. All right, let's start with Power Book 4, boys. So, the second season of Power Book 4, Force, Tommy's story, is back. We've had 3 episodes. I'm lying. We have had more than 3 episodes.
No, we've had 3.
3.
Yes, sorry, the date. I was looking at the date wrong. We've had 3 episodes. What are your thoughts, Rich? I know you're a man that loves this program.
Well,
you didn't like the intro.
It started off. Was that?
You didn't like the intro, boy, so I'm not sure.
I know he hated the intro music, and I quite like the intro music.
No, you like it? You still like the intro music?
I never skip the intro. Never.
No. Intro is dead. Like, the first the introduction of the Mexicans and the working with the Mexicans and all that. What's funny?
Oh, you keep breaking
that mobile phone connection, man.
That mobile phone is not good, bro.
It did nothing for the masses.
Allow me.
That sounds like a printer, bro.
Then the fax machines back in the
old school fax machine.
Do you know what? Look, the first two episodes, I think they were all right. But after watching yesterday's episode of The Force, I was just like, truly. I just feel lines are very repeated. I don't see it going anywhere. I don't see any new great storylines which is jumping out. I think the whole thing with, is it Jannard? Is that?
Jannard.
I think the whole thing with Jannard, I just, now he's taking crack, heroin. He's stressed out. I'm like, really? Are you really making him do this?
I think
someone cut off his ears as well.
I think that's quite realistic, because obviously CIB split, in it, like him and Diamond split. So it's like Diamond's all focused. He's got his thing together. Obviously he has to kind of keep Tommy on a tight leash. But Diamond's just like, not Diamond, Jannard, he's not got control over his people, innit? It's like people just thinking, oh, Tommy, it's white guys, Luke Cannon, like, take him out. But he's like, no, there still has to be some balance and stuff, innit? Whereas, and now he's had to end up, like, he lost one of his, Chewie, and then he's ended up killing one of his other boys because, you know, he's stepped out of line.
But Chewie don't listen, bro.
Yeah. And yeah, and obviously he owes yeah, he owes the Serbs money. Yeah. Is it the Serbs that he owes money to? Or product to?
The Serbs.
Yeah. Serbs.
Yeah. So everything's just coming crashing down around him, isn't it, really?
All right. I'm gonna tell you the number one rule.
Go on.
Sorry. My one pet peeve before about the whole program is, yeah. As much as I'm trying to learn Spanish with Duolingo, yeah. Why are there parts of the episode where they're just talking Spanish and there's no English translation?
Yeah, I noticed.
I feel like I'm missing half of the episode. It's getting on my nerves.
Well, yeah, it's probably irrelevant for us to hear, isn't it?
Bro, they don't speak. That's not how Spanish people talk here. But they're speaking in bad Spanish, like the properly, like dialect is going back and forth for about a minute. And I'm sitting there going, bro, not one English translation.
You don't have to do the rewind 10 seconds, innit, just to make sure like you didn't miss anything out.
And the thing is, something mad happens, you have no idea what it's about.
Yes, man. Yeah, needs to stop angry.
Poppy's obviously settled down a bit now. Like, obviously, he's got his family, but obviously, he's still a bit reckless. Like, his mum went to AA. His mum's trying to change her life now.
Yeah.
And Tommy's now trying to get a girl, isn't it? He's trying to go out with the... Not the Serb. Who's that?
Yeah, May. What's her name? I've got it here.
Mayali. What's her name?
Mayera.
Yeah. So he's trying to go with her. But her brother is a bit of a madman.
Yeah.
That torture. Do you see the torture scene this week?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was mad.
Kel, did you watch it?
No.
Kel, all right. I'll explain to you the torture scene this week. Yeah. So. They've got this guy, these two guys who they think set up to rob them for drugs, yeah? It was Tommy in them, yeah? So he sprays his hand, he puts his hand in this kind of jug, I believe it's not a jug, but a jug, yeah? Full of...
I thought you'd know it, man.
I know. That's why I felt even worse saying this, yeah? But, and basically the thing froze his hand. Yeah? His hand's frozen, yeah? Then they pull his hand out. His hand's frozen. He's screaming, whatever. Yeah. He puts it down and then he makes Tommy hold the hand still. And then the other guy's got to use a hammer and hammer his hand. And his hand shatters, bro. Like it disappears, shatters, gone. Like almost like frozen ice, kind of just shattered, like it's gone.
Kind of like an X-Man.
Yes. And I said, that's different. I've never seen that in Power. That kind of torture.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
But then again, remember Powerful 2 Ghost when the woman at the beginning episode when the woman chopped her hand off? That was a bit dark as well, man.
Yeah.
That was an experience as well.
This goes back to last week. I will never be a drug dealer. It's long for man.
It's long, brother. It's so long.
It's long.
Do you know what I'm thinking about that scene though as well? Like, do you think he screamed because it was painful or the shock? Like, because I'm like, if your hand...
I think it was a shock.
Yeah, because I'm thinking...
100%.
Did that really hurt, though? Like, yeah,
well, his hand shatters, yeah. It's gone, girl. That's why I don't even know if that's true, girl. Like, it's just the stub of his hand. His hand's gone. Yeah. And it broke like glass.
So there's no sorting it back.
Nah.
Did he die afterwards? Or did he faint?
No, it was faint. He fainted.
Yeah.
And then they just went to the next one. Your turn next. I said, raw. And you know, Tommy's like, okay, yeah, so why are we here? He's like, no, you can go. I just wanted to let you know, people that mess with me, this is what happens.
I think he might know, you know. I think he knows. Because they were saying, like, Diamond was going, I think he knows, isn't it? Like, Garcia knows.
I don't think he knows. I don't think he knows.
I think so.
And ultimately, Tommy's still going to kill him.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about
it. And take his sister, yeah.
I'm not happy about this police force.
She's buffy.
Yeah, she's all right. Allegedly.
Go on. I'm not happy about what?
That I don't like they've set up this police force. In one aspect, I prefer when power is power. I don't like when it's power, like it's a new version of The Wire that I'm watching the criminals and the justice system.
But do you know what? It's weird. It's like, to me, that's always been missing from Power. It's like, Actually,
in every series, there's a police task force.
Yeah, sure. What am I thinking? I'm thinking of something different. Top boy, I was thinking of.
Yeah.
So, my bad.
Like, this one, I kind of just want to see what Tommy does. I don't want police after Tommy. Like, if anything, Tommy's helping them clean up the city.
Yeah, it's all right.
Man. And when's Tommy gonna die? Or Walter Flynn, sorry. When's Walter Flynn dying?
You know, I was expecting him to really die at the end of season one. Yeah. And he's still he's just still chatting the same old rubbish. Like, you need to be part of the family. Like, you know, I need you. And he's just, how can you just put, like, yeah, Claudia's like, yeah, you know what? Nah, I respect you now. And as soon as Vic is just like, obviously he's grieving Gloria and just doing some madness, and it's like, son, come back, all right, Dad, but you're out now, Gloria. Like, probably disloyal for winning.
Like, they're fully. I think he's just using them, obviously, isn't it?
Yeah.
But Claudia's an idiot. I want Tommy to kill her.
Yeah, she has to die.
Because now he knows that she killed
Liliana.
Yeah, Liliana. Yeah.
So,
what do you think? Yeah.
No problem.
What do you think about, what's his name? Is it JP or JB and DMAC?
Father and son.
Yeah.
The brother and the nephew.
Yeah.
I thought their conversation was good this week.
No, it was. It's interesting because obviously him and DMAC obviously spoke about like being gay basically.
Mm.
And then maybe JP and Kate spoke about racism.
Yeah.
Like, so the reasons why each of them left each other in it. So in fact, this is probably one of the most like sentimental powers I've seen. Because when Kate was talking about, Tommy was talking about the ice cream that he always wanted from his mom. She didn't get it and stuff, and then obviously when he came back and he saw the ice cream in the freezer. It's like, I've never seen Tommy look so happy, like genuine happiness. You know what I mean? And he was like, oh, thank you for doing that. So that, yeah, this episode was actually quite emotive, I would say.
It was 59 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
Are all them 59 minutes, or was that just...
I think they're all that long.
Oh, that this one, I was like, right, it's like a whole hour. Where sometimes I feel like they're 40-something, but that one was, it felt like a proper hour. So we got, how many more episodes have we got this season? I don't even know.
I'm assuming either 8 or 10 in total.
Are they going to have a break?
I don't know. They normally do, don't they?
I don't know.
Sorry. As Richard said, his Wi-Fi was down. My Wi-Fi is still down, so I can't even check.
I can check anyway.
No worries. Who's been watching Ahsoka?
Me.
Yeah,
Rich, you've been watching Ahsoka?
Not me.
Oh, not me. Kel, what's your thoughts on Ahsoka?
I don't really like it, you know. you know what it is? Because I loved her character in Attack of the Clone Wars. I was going to say Attack of the Clones. In Clone Wars. And I liked her character in Rebels. It's the animation side of her. But like Merv brought up the other day, like, I don't think, what's her name? Dawson. What's the first name?
Rosario Dawson.
I don't think she doesn't do it justice, man. She doesn't do her character justice. And I blame you, Merv, because now I see it in bright lights now. I see it in bright lights.
And it's what they make her do. It's like, you know, because she's a really good actress, isn't it? But it's what they make her do. She doesn't bring anything to the table. Like, always arm folding and...
Do you two think that because you watched the animated series? Like, because I have no reference points to Ahsoka.
Yeah.
But I saw her in Mandalorian.
Okay, so what do you think? What do you think of her?
She's okay, but you know what it is? I am a new person that watches Star Wars. So, like, I don't think I would find the issues with Star Wars type things as much as someone like Merv, if that makes sense. Like, I just watched, and I enjoy watching them, but I watch them. So I have no kind of preconceived ideas. It's like, okay, cool. This is, I can only judge you on who you present to be, if that makes sense. I've only known Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka. So I've never known no one else. I haven't seen the animated version. I haven't seen her being a badass or any of that stuff. Why I put the accent, I don't know. But I've never seen any of that stuff. Do you get me? Like, yeah, so I'm just like, all right, cool. It is what it is. It's like...
And like, it's like she can't fight. Do you know what I mean? Like, her fighting skills, like, she should be elite. But, like, because she's... Remember, Murph, she's older now.
Yeah, yeah, she's
she
older.
She should be elite.
Like, she should be, like, ultimate Jedi.
Yeah. But it's like, she's fighting, but she's struggling as well. I'm like, nah, man. Like, obviously, make it realistic, because obviously there are other good Jedis that can fight, blah, blah, yeah, blah. But she gets overthrown a bit too easily for my liking.
Well, I suppose, what's his name? Ray Stevenson's character, rest in peace.
Yeah.
His name is just completely out of my head. But it makes sense for him to kind of have a run, because he's like, he was there kind of at the time where Anakin, like, was still Anakin, not Darth Vader. He's been like a seasoned Jedi for years, you know what I mean?
Raylan Skull.
Like, yeah, that's it, Raylan Skull. So
I know, but at least a little scar on the cheek or something, a little blood trickle.
Maybe he might get a scar later in it, but not now. That's what happens, because obviously she does seem very competent stuff, where it's like, obviously you're faced with someone that is more powerful than you, and then, yep, she's gone back. Well, yeah, she lost the fight, and maybe she'll win the fight at the point, but I don't know how many episodes this has got, you know, because is it one more episode, you reckon?
I don't know, you know.
It's going to be 8 or 10, because I think I can see that it goes, episode 8 comes out on the 3rd of October.
All right. One's supposed to come as well. Like, remember Thrawn Kill, that the, like, basically some, he was in Rebels, like, where him and Ezra were battling it out. Yeah. So, like, he's supposed to come in, so... I don't know if Baylan Skull or Thrawn's gonna be the ultimate enemy for her.
And is it gonna now be any Star Wars related program? Are we just gonna throw Anakin Skywalker in?
This is what I want to talk about here.
Are we just gonna play our trump card all the time?
It's kind of cheating, isn't it? Because
it is.
Really and truly, yeah, Anakin Skywalker at this point is dead.
Yeah.
And yes, we can go back in like some kind of, I don't know, like, I can't remember what they call the space, but like, yeah, but you know, that kind of like the ancestral pain, like a Black Panther, that kind of thing. So you can kind of get him in there if you're going to do something like that. But I feel like the fans are just proper buzzing, because it's the fact that Hayden Christian is back as Anakin Skywalker. Mm. He's still relatively young. And he could literally play this role for a very long time. Yeah. And I'm here for it. Because I think, yeah, maybe in the prequels, like, he was a bit, like, you know, he's acting, but not really there. But I think he's probably seasoned as he's gone along. And it's like everyone's just wanted him to see him play Anakin and Darth Vader properly. And he's done that in Obi-Wan series. He's done that here. But it's kind of like, yeah, but without him being in there, would the series still really be good? I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, I'm not really interested in what's her name? Is it Sabine, like, being a...
Nah.
Yeah, like, just be Mandalorian, isn't it?
Exactly.
Like, don't be this... Like, because, again, I think what a lot of people have an issue with now is that, like, yes, it's a free-for-all Jedi stuff. Everyone can just be a Jedi.
Yeah, everyone's a Jedi.
And Jedi, to me, is, like, sacred, isn't it? It's like, you know... Look how long Luke Skywalker... Well, it did take him a while to be a Jedi. But obviously, his dad was Darth Vader, isn't it? Like, one of the greatest Jedi in the world.
Yeah.
I think they're just doing things like that, like the kind of fan service things and stuff. But, like, they're going to do that. Just, I don't know, do a kind of prequel about Darth Vader again. I'd love to see that, because I did like the last episode though, with when Ahsoka was like kind of knocked out, and then they were going back into the Clone Wars bit, and
that's proper.
It was so heavy to see Anakin like dressed like, or Hayden Christian dressed
as the animated.
Probably
the same what he wore.
And did you notice the actress that played Ahsoka as a young child was the one in Endgame? Like when she was young, Gamora. She's like, "Where's my mother?" Like,
oh shit, is that her? Yeah,
that's her. Yeah.
Oh, see. Okay, cool.
But yeah, you barely know she's gonna be a big actress as she's older, man. She's really like big thing. Really. Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I'll keep watching it because. Yeah. Obviously, Merv's made me a Star Wars fan now, isn't it? So I'll watch to the end and stuff. I'm just being critical because I just don't feel that she's doing the character justice.
Yeah, there's something now. Missing.
Yeah, but
I will miss like I never knew about Valen's Skull's character before, but the fact that Ray Stevenson's playing him and he seems like serious business.
Yeah, but he's not in it yet, though.
No, because he passed in it, so I don't think he'd, like if they do like more seasons.
There's one person though, so we had the cheat code of Anakin. You know the other guy, the East Asian guy, the East Asian actor. He's not East Asian in the program. And he's like the leader. He drives not the rebel. I don't know. He drives the ships. I don't know what you call
it. Oh, I can't remember. But he was in the original Star Wars, isn't it? Like, and he was in Mando.
Oh yeah.
He's not supposed to be in this either.
No, he is.
No, because where does this come in the timeline? I can't remember. I saw it. There's a thing where him being in it like doesn't make sense.
It might do because he's. I mean, Luke Skywalker's still here at this point as a youngish.
Yeah, exactly. Luke
so this Ahsoka is pre Darth Vader.
No, after. Wait.
She's before. She's pre and like she's Anakin's apprentice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's afterwards. It's after Darth Vader died.
Yeah, it's after.
It's after Return of the Jedi, which is Episode 6.
Who was Darth Vader again?
Who was Darth Vader?
Yeah, Anakin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then his
come on. Don't
Luke. No. Yeah. His son's Luke. Yeah, and this Luke's thing. Apprentice.
No.
And Anakin... Ahsoka is Anakin's apprentice, or was Anakin?
Darth Vader, basically.
Yeah, Darth Vader. Before he turned Darth Vader.
Before he turned Darth Vader, exactly.
So how old is she?
She's like a... Like, because in the Clone Wars, she was like a teenager.
Young teenager.
Yeah, she was young.
So what, Darth Vader's just died?
Yeah. Probably a few years before now.
Okay. I feel like maybe I'm missing out because I don't watch all the animated stuff that you lot watch and like the Clone Wars and all that kind of stuff to find out.
Probably because the Clone Wars was basically between Attack of the like so you know when the second Star Wars film Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
So Clone Wars is between Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith. So all like and Rebels kind of Rebels was after.
And where does Mando come in then? You know what?
Mando's after the death of Darth Vader. Episode 6 as well.
So it's in the same timeline.
Yeah,
it's the
same timeline as Mando.
Parallel,
yeah.
And what was the other one we watched?
Obi-Wan?
So where's Obi-Wan?
Okay.
That's early, do it. They early.
Yeah, that's early.
Okay. Alright. Was Mando in Obi as well?
No. He would have been I think. Yeah, Mando would have been a kid.
No, Mando I swear Mando did what was no, it's not Obi. What's the other series?
Boba Fett.
That's the same time,
yeah.
Yeah, but Boba Fett, Boba Fett, all at the same time.
Yeah, they're all the same time, yeah.
Alright, cool. Say no more. You know, that's why sometimes when I watch TV, I gotta write stuff down. You know,
to be honest, this should start a new Star Wars from here. This timeline, I think it'll be better.
That's what I'm saying, man. I wish. The thing is, I think that Star Wars, generally, like over the years, they don't like to replace characters. Like, I think it was a bit different with the sequels of with the prequels, obviously. Because, yeah, Alec McGuinness obviously going to play a young Obi-Wan, and Darth Vader was always covered up anyway, so you could have picked anyone to be him. But I feel like they just don't want to change. So yeah, like when they went to like Episode 7, like The Force Awakens, and obviously you had Harrison Ford returning character like Luke's Mark Hamill, but they're old. Not that's a bad thing, but it's like they're just, it's not the same, innit? And I think they should have given him different roles, like not different roles, but just different storylines. But you know what's his name? Sebastian Stan, the one that plays Bucky in MCU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would have
yeah.
been perfect for Luke Skywalker. Like they should have just picked him up straight away from when they started him in the MCU, where he was like what, 10 years younger. They should have replaced him as Luke Skywalker, because their resemblance is uncanny.
I hear that still.
And it would have made more sense because he's at an age now where I suppose Luke Skywalker would have been like right now in the obviously the series that he's in. So it wouldn't, yeah. No, Star Wars is, you know what? The way that they do Star Wars, like they keep going backwards and forwards.
Yeah, yeah.
So you could potentially like, and there's so many little gaps to fill.
That's why I get so confusing.
Yeah, but I love it, man. It's like it can like. I think they want to do things like the Old Republic and stuff, like where you're going way back or and forward as well. So
yeah,
man, it's never going to end, isn't it? Just have to do the story.
A bit bigger and better, I guess.
They're supposed to be doing a what's his name, Donald Glover Lando series.
That would be good.
Yeah, but I think they might turn it into a film now, and he's writing it as well. So that yeah, so hopefully that gets in it as well.
Bruv, I would love to be the debut. I can write a film that I want to star in.
Exactly.
So, yeah, this is the film, bro.
Yeah. And hopefully produce it as well.
Yeah, I'm in the struggle. He's trying to make bread, bruv. He's trying to make that Disney Plus money.
Yeah, him and his brother are writing it, isn't it? So, yeah.
I don't blame him. All right. Well, to be honest, they're the only things that I know I've been like caught up on. There are a few things I've been watching that no one else watches. Like, I know the Lakers thing I've been watching.
That's going to end, you know. I heard it's been cancelled now after season 2.
I don't know if it's... Well, the problem is, it's whether it is, I don't know if it cancelled is... Because it's like a historical type thing, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they've actually... This season's not 1 year in real time. It's like 3-4 championships.
Yeah.
So you're watching, like, in episode 3, you're watching them win or lose a championship. You're like, huh? Why? So there's like a little cycle. So they've probably gone for about 4 years. I think at the moment, the one I watched or I was watching this morning was the one against the Boston Celtics in 84. But they end up losing that final anyway.
Yeah.
Next week's episode might be the final one. But that one I'm thinking will be about the 85 season where they get revenge on the Boston Celtics. Okay. Because it's like factual and time-wise, like in the sense of like scores and all that. Because you know the scores, you kind of know who's going to win anyway. But it's interesting watching them become Showtime Lakers. I don't know if anyone watched this. There's a program called Screw. Like a British police thing. Prison thing. I've been watching that. That's all right.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, I think it was... It might be Channel 4. I'm not sure who it was. But it's been all right. I've been watching that. Rich?
Can you hear us?
Rich, you been watching anything?
I've been watching Chengling on Apple TV.
Interesting.
I think Merv, you like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Merv and Marlon will like it, I think.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm up to date with that, man.
Oh, you're up to date? Okay. Yeah.
Right, it's cool. Mad, bro. Changeling.
Oh, Changeling?
Yeah, Changeling.
Changeling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a bit creepy, man.
It's weird, man. It's like... Yeah. It's so weird, but I'm watching it for the sake of, because it's a black thing, I'm just watching it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's the one with the same brother.
Lakeith Stanfield.
Is it good then? Like, should I watch it?
It's good.
But yeah, it's good. It's weird, but it's like, it's one of those weird ones where it's like, I have to know what this is all about.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on?
No one knows yet. It's just,
all right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go, it popped up on my phone. They told me that new episodes have been released, but I was having watching it.
Yeah. Foundation just finished.
Yeah.
I got good reviews about Foundation.
It's sick.
People are telling me, Nick, you ain't watched Foundation yet. I said, nah.
You know when you just watch a rich sci-fi series and it just feels...
It reminds me, I haven't seen any of it, but it reminds me of that film with, what's her name? What's that? Sorry, the mixed race girl, Slim, Zod, Spider-Man.
Dune.
Yeah, it reminds me of Dune. I don't know.
I haven't seen the latest Dune yet, but I see why you say that.
Yeah. It reminds me of that, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll get on it. Yeah, it's coming out soon.
Yeah, I need to watch the first one. I still ain't watched it, you know.
Oh, you see the first one?
No, that is a movie. That's going to be a movie night for me.
Yeah, it's not all that, to be honest.
I liked it.
It's long for nothing. It's long for nothing.
I thought it was good. Like, the thing what you're not going to like, though, you're going to watch it at home.
I'm going to watch it at my brother's.
I know it doesn't matter how good the TV is. It's not the same experience. That's the only thing.
It's the same experience, bro.
That's not the joy of everything.
Bro, don't watch it.
I enjoy it on the big screen. I enjoy it on the big screen.
Obviously, there's The Wheel of Time.
Is it good? Is it getting good, yeah?
I feel like this is better than the previous season.
Oh, is it? I like the first
season. I enjoy the Wheel of Time.
For me, I wasn't really catching on to it, but like this season, I'm like more engaged with it. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll get on that. Yeah.
What else are you watching? The Morning Show. I don't know if you ever watched
that. It comes up, but I'm not.
So dead, bro.
That's not my thing, man. It's not my thing.
Let's get that in. And yeah, obviously, welcome to Wrexham, my favorite football team now.
Oh, see.
I actually think you support them more than you support Spurs, you know.
Listen, this, what they've done here is such it's ingenious how they've done this, you know. Because obviously, like, I only really know about Wrexham because I do a lot of areas of my work, innit? So I just knew about it. But most people just don't know about Wrexham or Twynham. Like, and obviously you put someone as big as Ryan Reynolds in there, who's still a currently working big Hollywood actor, doing so many things where it's like you've got time to be own a football club. And obviously they were talking about this season, like last season, like, yeah, like just recapping, it's like Wrexham is just proper on the map now. There's probably like this TV show is actually really exposed it a lot now. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Rich, you know
what,
now let's see, Rich, you know who's on Wrexham, Rich?
Sorry?
Do you know who's on Wrexham?
Who?
Love Island. That a guy, Catherine's ex, the white guy. The one that was cussing my guy.
Steve. Is it Steve?
No, not Steve.
Stop Mer from explaining his love program. Talk about some guy from Love Island.
Didn't he go into the US Love Island?
No, he's still talking about the program, man.
But to be fair, there's nothing further needed to be said. That's can't believe it. First,
no, Kel's deep, you know.
Kel just said it. It's like, it's just a little interjection. That's fine, and he's carried it on, you know, carried it on.
And then now,
what happened?
He's fully ignoring us because he's trying to search for the man's name. He's trying to be wrong. He's gone. Look, yeah. They would probably get and fucking learn them. What's the man's name? So in a minute,
they're still talking about having him.
That's his name. His name's John.
Scott.
Scott. Yeah.
I told
Steve
you.
Scott's close enough. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Is it Chief? Wrexham.
And then what? Nice.
Now you know why? Because they'll say that how he was in Love Island. He was saying Wrexham. This is why he doesn't sound Welsh, because it's at the border of England, kind of thing.
Yes, because that's why Wrexham play in the English state. They chose to play in the English Football League, innit?
Is it? I didn't know that. Yeah,
but that's like Cardiff and what was the other one? There's another Swansea. Welsh team.
Swansea.
They joined the English league as opposed to playing in the Welsh league.
Makes
sense. It's what Celtic and Rangers want to do, but they're not allowed.
Yeah. man, I've obviously I watched Troll.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoyed that.
It's good, man.
Yeah. I'm watching a show called Dear Child. Netflix.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've seen the.
Years ago, and the person's can now come back in hospital. It's quite scary, actually. Not scary, but you know, one of those, it's like you can hear a third voice from somewhere, but you don't know what's going on. It's decent.
Scary to me.
Sorry?
That's scary to me.
It's a German thriller, yeah?
You know what? It's their victims that are hearing the person who kidnapped them. They constantly can hear the kidnapper in their head. Don't tell them. But it's all right, though. It's decent watch. And Zom 100. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah. I've just so deep, you know.
It's proper funny.
Are you up to date with it?
No, not up to date, no.
Okay, but there's only... How many episodes is it on Netflix now?
Ooh.
Actually, how the hell are you watching it? Because it doesn't pay Netflix in this country.
What do you mean? Well, it is.
There's a film, Zom 100.
You watched the film of it.
Zom 100, Bucket List of the Dead.
Bucket List of the Dead, yeah.
You're watching the live action version.
Yes.
It's based on the manga, Alice in Borderland.
Yeah, I'm watching the manga of it.
Oh, the manga. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a manga
Mad because... When I was in St. Lucia, it came on in St. Lucia. But obviously, when I came over here,
couldn't watch it anymore.
It's like disappeared. Like, but unfortunately, I downloaded it in it, so I'm just watching the rest on Crunch.
But yeah. did you watch Alice in Borderland? Have you not seen that? Yeah, it's a bit mad to me.
I think it's two seasons though.
Yeah. I remember you talking about it, but no, I haven't seen.
Did you say you've watched it, girl?
Yeah.
The film that Rich was just talking about is also based on the Alice in Borderland. It's based on that slightly as well.
Okay.
Yeah. It is good. I watched half of it, and I'm like, this is mental.
I'm curious now. I want to watch the film because I'm up to date with this series, and the series is nuts, bro.
Yeah, and no, honestly. Is this exactly because when I'm watching it, I'm like, raw, this guy is doing random stuff, the zombies are chasing him for his steak, and he's getting attacked and he's beating people. It's sick, though.
It's that bucket list, isn't it? The bucket list,
it's in subtitles, right? Not subtitles, but it's English dubbed, and every time he's done one section on the screen, he draws a line through it.
Yeah.
Gata! Another one.
I think he's a hero.
I made that part up, innit? But yeah, that's what I've been watching.
All right, well, guys, episode 206. Obviously, there has been a national outbreak of Wi-Fi, hence why Rich has been down. There may be points of this episode where it kind of froze and stuff like that. So thank you for persevering. I will be back next week, full crew inside, with the Ethernet plugged in. All right, guys, until then, that's episode 206. Peace.
Peace.
Peace up, Mo.
Love.